You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 28th of September, 2019, in wet, very wet, windy Wales. But just while there's a government coup going on, the opposition, the House of Commons has gone completely mad. There's trying to throw out a government and install an illegal junta. Literally, that's what's going on in Britain at the moment. And Johnson has lost his majority because of those who voted against him on the prohibition against leaving without a deal, etc. And I'm not going into great detail because it's been trashed to death here. But we're literally in the middle of a junta coup in the opposition. And they're trying to, if they take a vote of no confidence against him this week, which they probably will, and he loses, they actually have the power to put in a transition prime minister before calling a general election, because of all the permutations and bills that the opposition have now got past the government, because the government didn't have a majority. So that's what's going on in the UK. And just the Daily Mail is covering a piece here. I think it's a Sunday. There's two mail: the Daily Mail in the weekdays, and its sister paper, the Sunday Mail. The Sunday Mail is a poisonous newspaper. I'll come to a thing later on where they're promoting vaccinating everybody, and this is the big pharma now have a grip on the Sunday Mail. But part of this carry on that's going on, just to run a bit past you. Downing Street has launched a major investigation into alleged links between foreign governments and MPs behind the Surrender Act, which could force Boris Johnson to delay Brexit, the Mail on Sunday can reveal. Well, the Surrender Act is what the nickname, the rejected act, European deal that was rejected three times in the British Parliament, which is Theresa May's deal, which supposedly died with her going out of office. But the European Union is still trying to push it on Britain. And, of course, they're sitting back watching this mutiny. It is a mutiny, like a mutiny on the bounty going on in Britain. And they don't have to do a thing. But there is a deadline called the 31st of October, the latest deadline. And God knows what will happen. That's now only 33 days away. And there'll be ructions. There may be a last-minute deal with the European Union. That's usually the way they operate. But it'll be a crap deal. And then there'll be a general election held against that. And I suspect it's going to throw up a hung government again. So Britain in turmoil for quite a while. And as Brian Gerrish and a very loyal patriots in Britain, the UK column predicted a year ago that there was a general move by the security services and by a lot of elements of the deep state here in Britain. We have the deep state here as well. To cause chaos in Britain. And this cursed Brexit has gone on for 3.5 years and it's masking other major problems like 5G and smart meters and the LED lighting, the vaccination scandal, and again, this emerging food crisis in the world because of the Grand Maunder Minimum, which the BBC will not cover, refuse to cover it, and put out a pack of lies every other day with their chief cretinous to life. David Shukman, who puts out appalling crap every other day when they're on Slack News Day. They do a report from the Arctic and Antarctic, and what they're saying is absolutely 100% crap. Lies, basically. But the BBC. But that's going on as well at a pace. And we have people in my local town here holding climate action meetings about the environment and the climate crisis. There's no climate crisis now, but there will be one. It's an emerging one. Like, I just correct a figure I gave out last week and the week before. There is 19 million acres not planted, which is 43 billion bushels of crops will not be produced this year. So by Christmas, there will be a creeping serious food shortages in supermarkets in America by Christmas. And Trump's talking up the economy. I'll come to Michael Schneider's two reports in a minute. But as I say, I won't go to the whole article about Brexit. It's just a bit too complex, and it's a bit once removed from America. But as I say, it's shocking. People, I'm an ardent Brexiteer to get out of the European Union, because it'll collapse within 10 years, within multiple civil wars. And we were to have the lawyer for the yellow vest on this week. She's talking to her earlier on there, and she is tied up in a legal case at the moment. So she's definitely on next week, and the week after that, I hope, Deborah Taveras. But Georgia Pulikan, she speaks fairly good English, but she should be on next Saturday. We've lined that up, and we'll be able to hear the whole story of the yellow vest, which has not been reported in Britain, in France, in America. It's a news blackout now. I think 48, nearly 50 weeks of protests across France, and you have a fascist regime led by Macron, and who is using a form of UN troops, etc., to beat up peaceful yellow vest protesters. But we'll have the whole story next week for 2 hours of the program, etc. But what's going on in France is absolutely shocking. And I said, if this is the European Union who wants to form its own army by absorbing all the armies of the European Union, and if they had that formed and in position now, that would have caused literally a civil war in France, because it would be what they previously nicknamed, and let the cat out of the bag 5 years ago, a rapid reaction force to put down dissent in the European Union. That's what the European EU defence force is about. And again, UK Column News, Brian Gerrish and Mike Robinson, Patrick Henningsen, and David Scott and David Ellis, five outstanding people, have been explaining to the British people the only source in the UK, the only source that's dealing with this. And maybe myself in a small way and RBN. But that's what's going on, and it's a shocking story. And Brian, between now and Christmas, I have 12 people lined up. Brian Gerrish will be on one of these weeks when it's out of time. And he'll tell you some shocking stories about the dismantling of a country called the United Kingdom, like America has been dismantled, and the American Constitution being trashed. And there's one story today, which I see on the RBN website, this appalling creature. I'll just go to it now on my own site here. I just have to type in a message here to get the chat section of this thing going. I'll just do it there. We don't want any dead air. And put that up. Yeah, okay. But anyway, just go to the RBN website, and Paul Ryan, what a slimy creep he is. And he is now working actively at Fox News to attack Trump as best he can. And of course, he's behind the plan to get rid of Tucker Carlson, etc. But Fox News is now a battleground and also hard, slimy Hannity, who is a kind of a barefaced liar half the time, pretending he's a conservative, pretending he's pro-Trump. But it looks like to kill off Fox News completely, they'll have to get rid of Hannity and Tucker Carlson. But Tucker Carlson is, without a doubt, the best news anchor, current affairs guy in American television. There's no doubt about it. Here's this story now about Paul Ryan pushing Fox News to decisively break with Trump. And he looks like an absolute Judas, I think. That his second name should be Paul Judas Ryan, the ideal name from the modern embodiment of Judas. But former House Speaker Paul Ryan, who currently sits on the board of Fox Corporation, nice job since he left politics, is reportedly urging Fox News to decisively break with President Donald Trump, according to the Thursday's Vanity Fair report, documenting the network's management bedlam. Well, this is the Murdoch sons, who have never worked a day in their life, and they never served an apprenticeship, and were put in at the top of Fox News 10 years ago, and are now taking over from the geriatric Rupert Murdoch, Lachlan Murdoch, and James Murdoch, who owned this massive empire of newspapers and Sky News and media, but said it was to newspapers, right? And that's how they got into trouble with the News of the World. That's another big story over the phone tapping thing, which cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in payouts. But Vanity Fair reporting on this story, saying, citing the sources, that Fox News CEO Lachlan Murdoch, who has long tried to move Fox News to the center, is already thinking about how to position the network for a post-Trump future. Ryan and the longtime Trump antagonist has reportedly been suggesting to Murdoch, this is Paul Ryan, that the Fox should decisively break with the president, as Murdoch holds strategy conversations with Fox executives and anchors about how Fox News should prepare for a life after Trump. Is he going to win? Well, Trump could lose, because he's lost faith with me and our people, and he's horrendous people he's appointed. Locked himself in, painted himself into a corner. Trump, no doubt about it. Vanity Fair cited, and not that it's quoted Vanity Fair at all, but okay, this story lays it out anyway. That's the reason reading it. Vanity Fair cited an executive who's spoken with Ryan, who simply said, Paul is embarrassed about Trump, and now he has the power to do something about it. Oh, he's embarrassed, is he? Oh, how shocking. Trump has reportedly attacked Fox News of late. He used to prioritize them for interviews, his only friends in the media. And now they're turning on. Trump has repeatedly attacked Fox News of late, accusing the network of showcasing Democrats and potential presidents in town halls. On Thursday, three Fox News anchors, Chris Wallace, Brett Baier, and Martha McCallum, reportedly discussed being the targets of the president's tweets, with Wallace telling the crowd at Advertising Week New York, it's a very surreal thing. I think we all kind of embrace it as, oh my God, we've got a detention. Well, what do you call him? What's his name? Wallace can't do one thing unless he reads a script, and he's slightly dysfunctional. I mean, he's embarrassing to listen to, Chris Wallace. McCallum reportedly added, according to The Hollywood Reporter, another rag, contrary to the opinion of some people, he's not our boss, meaning Paul Ryan. Since retiring from the House last year, Ryan has said he views his resignation as an escape hatch, and promptly trashed Trump in a book, saying he wanted to scold him all the time because Trump didn't know anything about government. Yeah. Well, Trump is a narcissist, and the deep state have him by the you-know-what on one side, and they have him on the other side. So he's a dysfunctional president, as far as I'm concerned, totally and utterly. But so similar to what's going on here in the UK, and the BBC, who are arch Remainers at every turn, backing and publicising the antics of Remainer wreckers. But it's getting more vicious by the day here, right up to the 31st of October, and Johnson could lose, and it'll be an election, and we'll see what happens then. Anyway, Paul Schneider is saying There's two things, two articles here. A shocking new survey finds that most Americans are completely unprepared for the next recession. But before we get to that one, California, I'll have to read an article about nutty California. Same Michael Schneider, we'll do it in this order. He said, it's time to go. Over half, 50% of Californian voters have considered leaving the state. Right? 50%. What's the population of California? 30 million, 32 million? So when I was in Colorado, because of the boom in the Rocky Mountains when I left there, I had to leave on my visa. In 92, there was an invasion of Californians into what was conservative Colorado. But now they've trashed the politics of Colorado like they have in Texas to a degree. But this article by Schneider is going on to say it's time to go. Over half of all California voters have considered leaving the state. And he says, why in the world does anyone still want to live in California? Great weather and extra money that California think they are making. In fact, it was recently reported that it now takes approximately $350,000 a year to live a middle-class lifestyle in the city of San Francisco, which has now become a hellhole. If you have a ton of money, it can partially keep you from the problems that are increasingly ravaging the state. But unless you never go out in public, nothing is going to insulate you completely. Cities all over the state are degenerating into drug-infested, crime-ridden hellholes that are literally being overrun by millions of rats. California has some of the worst traffic in the entire world. Unchecked illegal immigration is causing the whole host of social problems, and gang activity has become a massive problem. On top of everything else, California is being constantly hit by wildfires, mudslides, earthquakes, and natural disasters. In fact, scientists tell us that it's just a matter of time before the big one hits, and this is probably one of the best reasons for leaving California. I've been talking to Deborah DeVers this week myself, amongst a lot of things. She wants to come on and talk to this audience here, and it's just she's trying to get time to do it amongst all her commitments. But she says she's going to bug out and stick where she is for this fire season that's coming up. And it's been announced by the local authorities and PG&E, Pacific Gas Electric, that they expect wildfires within 3 or 4 weeks. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. Within 2 weeks, that they know when they're going to start. That is total lies. They're involved in starting these fires with direct energy weapons, and DeFerris has all that information. And she'll be making some unique revelations when she does come on the program here. So we're covering that. I was on the phone for talking about that. But if California is so wonderful, why have many more than half of the Californians voters considered leaving the state? We came up to this statistic once before. Ken is saying Tucker for president. Tucker Carlson would be an outstanding president. I mean, absolutely outstanding. Another John McCain, probably better. But and they're quoting a poll here where the people were polled, and this is their own answer, Californians. The young voters in California were especially likely to cite unaffordable housing as a reason for leaving, according to the latest UC Berkeley Institute of Government Studies poll, Berkeley, yeah, conducted for the Los Angeles Times. But a different group, conservatives, also frequently suggest they wanted to leave, and for a very different reason. They feel alienated from the state's political culture. You're sure, a total communist state. Well, the number of natural disasters, the California faults, the Oroville Dam, and not to mention the other up north of it. They were highlighting it on Mark Morano's site. I had it up a minute ago. So it's here on the list today. It's climate epoch. The shocking risk of not Arcadia, I think of the number in a minute. But anyway, after the break, we go to this break and we'll continue on with this article. Again, the shocking carry on in California. Okay.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're here today on Saturday live, the 28th of September 2019. Just reading this, I'll finish it up quickly. The horror story of California, and Michael Schneider's describing how the natives sink down there, both the liberals and conservatives trying to get out of the state. Where can they go? Where can they go? But fighting for space with immigrants. But for example, the following comes from an article in a British news source. Callie Carlisle admits she is a heroin addict, but in a healthy way, she insists, even if the visual evidence belies the claim. Her nose is the brightest shade of red imaginable. She constantly picks at scabs all over her body. My God, her home is a makeshift bed beneath Interstate 80 in Sacramento. On Monday was her 26th birthday. Not that you would ever guess. Anyone looking at her would think she is at least 15 years older. This is a hard reality of glorious drugged lifestyle that so many go to California to experience. every year thousands upon thousands of young people that once had bright futures ahead of them end up on the streets in prison, dead due to the raging epidemic. And one of the places where it is the worst is in the capital of the state itself. Not too long ago, a saloon owner in Sacramento made headlines all over the nation when her rant about homelessness on social media went viral. Well, the other thing they discovered in California, Los Angeles, is that the police are operating their own gang culture in different police forces with crime and violence. And there are three horrendous stories to read out later on today here about the police attacking innocent people in America. I don't know what the militias are doing. They don't seem to exist anymore. Because any country that put up with the carry-on of the American police is no longer a country, really. But the second article that Schneider's writing here, he's saying a shocking new survey finds that most Americans are completely unprepared for the next recession. Well, the Armageddon collapse will be the next recession, folks. But he's saying just like in 2008, most Americans are living right on the edge financially, and so any setback can be absolutely disastrous. During the last recession, millions of Americans suddenly lost their jobs. And because most of them were living paycheck to paycheck, a lot of them suddenly couldn't pay their mortgages. In the end, millions of Americans lost their homes during the subprime mortgage meltdown. And today, the housing bubble is even larger than it was then. Sadly, the reality of the matter is many of us are just barely scraping by month to month, and that is a very dangerous position to be in. A new survey that was released shows just how vulnerable American consumers have become in the at this point in time. According to the survey, the top financial priority for 38% of all Americans is just trying to pay the bills. And for 19% of all Americans, it's dealing with credit card debt. The following comes from Fox Business. Among survey respondents to a nationally representative poll, 38% said their top financial priority was just staying current living. So that means that nearly 60% of all Americans, the top financial priority is just surviving. And if they're struggling to pay their bills each month or drowning in credit card debt, the truth is that you are definitely not ready for the next recession. The same survey, well, they can't even prep. Nobody 60-70% haven't got the money to prep for anything. The same survey also discovered that a very large percentage of Americans are not following any sort of financial budget. More than a decade into the longest economic expansion on record, almost two-fifths of people said in a new Bankrate poll that their main financial priority was just keeping their heads above water. Well, he's repeating himself here. It doesn't make progress in this article. But in fact, the U.S. Census Bureau is telling us that the gap between the rich and poor is now greater than ever before. They tell us something we don't know. But and to be fair, the U.S. Census Bureau has only been measuring this since 1967. By comparison, no European countries had a Gini index greater. What's the Gini? I'll have to find what that is. Than 0.38, et cetera, et cetera. So the Gini index measures wealth distribution across open, with zero representing total equality and representing total inequality, and one representing total, total inequality. I see. But anyway, all the statistics are haywire, and the country is in crisis, and also Americans, the amount of, in America and in Britain, and again, the amount of money tied up in financing cars is just beyond all reason. Like to visit any of these countries, the amount of expensive cars on the road, it looks like a wealthy country, but it's debt at every level. That's what's happening. But there you are. Anyway, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Acker Milk, and very good. Okay. And I take your pick of the horror stories I have to read out. Nestle, what a vile bunch they are. There are people who are buying water out of the Great Lakes in America and transporting across America. This is the Canadian selling them water. I mean, this is how that creeping Jesus, absolute despicable creature, Trudeau, he'd deal with the devil, wouldn't he? And he's such a pious creep as well. I don't know how long more. I think it's they have another 6 or 9 months for an election, is it? Or before Christmas. I think it's around now, is it? There's going to be an election in Canada. But the Conservatives have won all the regional elections. But Trudeau, my God, what a posturing appeaser he is. But Nestle, the same Nestle here, is an article saying, Nestle steps up testing after finding high levels of dangerous weed killer in coffee beans, right? Nescafe, one of the biggest coffee brands in Britain, I'm sure, in America as well. And they're saying here, apparently beer and wine aren't the only beverages containing surprisingly high levels of glyphosate. as a purported carcinogen and one of the most widely used herbicides in the world. It's the main ingredient of the weed killer Roundup, the Swiss food and beverage behemoth. Nestle warned its suppliers that it will be performing more tests on coffee beans after the company found higher levels of weed killer, the weed killer glyphosate, a key ingredient of the weed killer Roundup originally designed and sold by Monsanto. For those who aren't familiar with the controversial agrochemical, you want to be living in a cave or 10 feet underground not to know what glyphosate is. Glyphosate has found itself at the center of a flood of lawsuits against Monsanto and its new owner, Bayer, as alleged victims claim that Roundup causes cancer. After buying Monsanto for $63 billion, Bayer is facing billions of dollars of lawsuits that have hammered the company's shares. Now the world's largest coffee roaster is forcing suppliers from Indonesia to Brazil to scramble to meet its new standards. Nestle hopes these tests will be temporary until these countries correct the application of glyphosate. Well, it's a bit late now. They've sprayed the entire American continent, public parks and agriculture with glyphosate. So I would say 75% of the agricultural land, 80% can never be returned to organic farming because of the levels of glyphosate in the soil. But Nestle's request is just one indicator of a conflict arising between companies that import large quantities of agricultural commodities and the farmers that grow them, as more countries ban or severely limit the use of Roundup. Sure, it's like chlorinated water, which goes on in Ireland, which does shocking damage to children as a fetus in the womb and in when they've been fed with water added to the mixture they have to eat. What do you call it? The forget the name of it now, but anyway. We actively, he said, this quoting Nestle here, we actively monitor chemical residues. Well, if they did, there wouldn't be glyphosate, including glyphosate in the green coffee that we purchase. Switzerland-based Nestle said in a statement, the monitoring program has shown that in some green coffee lots, chemical residues levels are close to limits defined by regulations. We are reinforcing our controls, working with suppliers to ensure that our green coffee continues to meet regulations all around the world, which are vary probably 100 points at a time, from top to bottom. According to Bloomberg, the new measures requested by Nestle have the potential to complicate global coffee trade flows. Well, David Devine could talk about that. He was a coffee buyer before he started specializing in this grand solar minimum and mini ice age conversations. He's got a very good one up right now on Adapt 2030, if you go to that site. I said, since Europe has some of the most strict standards on glyphosate levels, while Australia and Malaysia have recently high limits, that compared to the US, where restrictions on glyphosate levels in food are relatively lenient, they're virtually non-existent. Nestle said is working with growers, great phrase that, to reduce the reliance on glyphosate. Our agronomists will continue to work with coffee farmers to help them improve their weed management practices, including the appropriate use of herbicide. Appropriate, you can't have an appropriate use. You just use a herbicide, don't. And the adoption of other weeding methods. Meanwhile, a manager at one Brazilian growers cooperative said his organization is struggling to help members reduce glyphosate levels to help meet the European standards. But Nestle, another one on the list. Shocking, truly shocking. But and in the same vein, J.D. Hayes writing an article here for Natural News. Cancer industry not looking for a cure. They're too busy making money. The shocking photograph of a woman, pale as a face, woman dying of cancer. Shocking. I said it may sound ridiculously cynical to some, but there are many who believe that cancer is too big a business, meaning too lucrative, to actually cure. And they and they say the proof is in the numbers, as noted in your Newswire, which is an organization or website. if any of the existing low-cost natural and alternative cancer treatments were ever to be approved, then the healthcare industry cornerstone revenue producer would vanish within months. As Big Pharma isn't about to let that happen, the industry is what is keeping us from the real cancer cure. Well, I told the GCMAF, which David Noakes and Lynn Tyre were operating in the Channel Isles and treated nearly 9,000 people and had an 87% success rate, including people with stage 4 cancer. And they wasn't using drugs. They were using a natural element for the body. Go back and look it up before the program ends. And that was 87%. And the normal treatment for cancer, radiation, has about 3% 3% success rate. I read it out in many articles before. And so the cancer industry is probably the most prosperous business in the United States. In 2014, an estimated 1,665,000 new cancer cases diagnosed and 585,000 cancer deaths in the U.S. $6 billion of taxpayer funds are cycled through the various federal agencies for cancer research, such as the National Cancer Institute. The NCI states that the medical costs of cancer care are $125 billion a year. Well, as I read out before, in the 1939 Cancer Act in Britain, 1939, outlaws the phrase, there's no such thing as a cure for cancer, right? And that's still on the books in Britain, right? Chemotherapy is the word I was grasping for there. Chemotherapy has a success rate of about 3%. And David Noakes and that were attacked by the MHRA, the British government, and GlaxoSmithKline lost all their assets and equipment and money, and entire is being trumped up on trumped up charges in France at the moment. And that's something that Georgia Pulikin will point out what it's like to live under a Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent, next week. Okay. But so the belief among skeptics about cancer is that treating cancer has become an industry in itself, employing too many people by producing far too much income to permit a cure to be found. But all the cancer societies and charities have been run and funded and taken over by the Big Pharma. That's absolutely the case in Britain and America. And there's a 2010 documentary entitled Cut, Poison, Burn by filmmaker Wayne Chesley presented a number of powerful facts regarding corruption of the business of conventional treatments for cancer. Sugary chemotherapy and radiation in surgery, chemotherapy and radiation. In the US here, we have a number of quotes taken from the documentary that reveal why we're no closer than ever to a cancer. Well, they're not looking for a cure. They know there's a cure. But pharmaceutical medicine is meant to keep you ticking over, and you die. And that's it. The cancer cures that are available, David Noakes quoted, is we could save the lives of 320,000 people a year. But it's absolute criminality, as, again, I have to quote that sounding man, Dr. Peter Gotchi, the deadly medicine and organized crime. That's what you're doing when you're standing in a doctor's surgery. You are in a danger zone, a serious, serious danger zone. But they said, give every adult, this is the Daily Mail now, the Daily Mail, the Sunday Mail, saying give every adult the cancer-fighting HPV jab experts now demand. And this is what Boris Johnson, the moron, he his speech to the United Nations, they all have to give this token speech to the United Nations. He went about science quackery, and that people who are anti-vaxxers are talking quack science. Well, the evidence, as on this channel, we had two people, but Al Whitney and all the other people who are exposing the appalling carry-on of damage done by vaccinations and its cause of autism is beyond, it's absolutely proven beyond belief. But said every person in Britain should be given the cancer-fighting HPV jab to prevent a range of deadly tumors and save thousands of lives. World-renowned medical experts claimed, in brackets, experts, can we name them, please? Until now, most discussions of the vaccine has focused on youngsters, as giving it at an early age offers lifelong protection. No, it doesn't. But according to the world's leading HPV researcher, probably owned and run by GlaxoSmithKline, I'd imagine, and Merck, there is now evidence that giving the jab to adults from their 20s into their middle age would also bring dramatic health benefits. You've got to be joking. If the government and health chiefs act on their advice, it would bring about the first mass vaccination program of Britain's working adults since the polio campaign of the 1950s. I just got the tail end of that in my childhood. HPV, the human papillomavirus, is spread by intimate contact and in some cases it is terrifyingly prevalent. Well, it's been proven that the only people who are seriously at risk of that is prostitutes, etc. And to force it on young girls is absolutely shocking, and the complications of it. And now we have YouTube and Google censoring all this information, and your average clown going out there is swallowing what's written on these selected articles under Google, which is now algorithms putting out poisonous lies at every level. And the mainstream media like this carry on coming out of the Mail on Sunday is a disgrace. And there's quoting here, there are more than 4,000 new UK cases of these types of cancer every year, and this figure is in the rising rapidly. Well, I'll add something to this straight away. Mike Adams and those who are testing products progressively in the CWC labs in Austin, Texas, the most advanced lab in the US, found glyphosate in women's sanitary products. Glyphosate! Right? So that is designed to keep this cancer going where it does exist, right? And that's up on his site. You can read that article and read the test results. But the HPV vaccine, another filthy, filthy scam of the pharmaceutical industry, top to bottom. But this article goes on and on and on and on. And it's about a 6-8-page article in the Sunday Mail, and it's absolutely disgraceful. But there you are. But the and then the climate story. One scientist, an Israeli actually, Dr. Nir Shavari, Israeli astrophysicist, how climate change pseudoscience, they said, how climate change pseudoscience became publicly accepted. Yeah. They're making legislation now based on voodoo and rumor and the likes of Al Gore's carry-on and propaganda, enacting laws about it. And then the UN is weighing in and saying we have to deal with the climate emergency. There is no climate emergency, but we have one coming which they're not talking about, which is the grand solar minimum. And it's already hit and beat the crap out of the harvest in America. But there again, you have to separate out also some of these scalar weapons that have been used as well. So it's, I say again, the phrase, I can't think of a better word, attack, attack, attack on every level. And said the pseudoscience has become publicly accepted. Tenfold variations in CO2 over the past 500 million years have no correlation whatsoever with temperature. That's true. They said the temperature has nothing to do with it, and the CO2 levels, as measured correctly and properly, is one of some of the lowest in many, many hundreds of years. And again, this week, the more stuff on the BBC from David Shuckman, who's a guy who creeps around the Arctic and gives these stories, bottles, packaged stories back to the BBC when they're short of news, and about polar bears and the ice melting and the sea level rising. That is not happening. It is simply not happening. There's coastal erosion going on. They have it on the east coast of England because they get a very porous coastal area, and so much of the land is given back to the sea. But that's coastal drift, it's called coastline drift, and coastal erosion. If they put enough money into it, they could stop it very simply. But because it's a very small population on the exact coast, they're not bothering to do anything about it. But there's a long article on climate debunk, a mine of information, Mark Morano. I've contacted him, hope to talk to him soon. We might try to get him on here, but he is a very impressive guy. See his own videos. He is interviewed on Fox News a lot. Well, that will come to an end soon with the new fascist regime taking over, the Murdochs and Paul Ryan taking over Fox News. So there's no going to be no mainstream media with the truth. It'll be 99% fake news, fake reporters, fake stories, and fake facts. That's where it's going. And in this long article, they're quoting the IPCC. That's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, based in the UK here. I'll finish up with that after this break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, very good. Coming back in with Ackerberg again, etc. But anyway, this article, the Israeli scientist here who's telling the truth, Dr. Nir Shaviv, S-H-A-V, Shaviv, how the sun drives climate change. He's exactly taken up the same conclusion that David Dubin says. This David Dubin slogan is, it's not CO2, it's not you, it's the sun, which is the opening remarks he makes, quite rightly, about this entire debacle. But the crop failure issue already in America is serious. It really is serious. Shaviv says, after perhaps billions of dollars invested in climate research over more than three decades, our ability to answer the most important question in climate has not improved a single bit. One reason for the lack of improved understanding could be incompetence and of the people in the field. The IPCC, oh, we know what a bunch they are over here in Norwich in England, the International Panel on Climate Change for the UN, they're based in Norwich here, Norwich University, authors are bluntly making more ridiculous claims as they attempt to fill in the gap between their models and reality. A pack of lies again. Award-winning Israeli astrophysicist Dr. Nir Shaviv, the same guy, after perhaps repeating the story here. Anyway, he said, the IPCC and alike are captives of the wrong conception. If the basic premise of the theories are wrong, then there is no improved agreement as more data is collected. In fact, it is usually the opposite that takes place. The disagreement increases. In other words, the above behavior reflects the fact that the IPCC and alike are captives of a wrong conception. Look at they're rounding up figures left, right, and center. This is convoluted the way they write these articles. Good God. I should give them a very good rate for writing clear copy. But the IPCC, they're absolutely a disgrace. But Prince Charles sending them letters of comfort, keep up the good work, you know. Yeah, shocking. Absolutely shocking. But, there's this part two of the same article is carried on Climate Depot. About the tenfold variation of CO2 over the past half billion years. It's shocking. But another one, which is a form of pollution, and I come across people day after day, be they motorbikers or people or women or young people, and they puffing these vape cigarettes, these electronic cigarettes. And 12 Americans have died of vaping-linked illnesses, the CDC says, yeah. They are deadly. Vaping-related illnesses have claimed the lives of 12 Americans, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday. The total number of confirmed or probable cases across the country is creeping towards 1,000 at 805 so far. Deaths have occurred in 10 states, with the latest three confirmed today in Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi, etc. But okay, we'll go to the top of the hour break and be back after a short break in 2 minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.